Imagine a world where depression, anxiety, ADHD, and even psychosis improve significantly through proper nutrition rather than medication. This revolutionary concept forms the backbone of the Better Brain, challenging our medication-first approach to mental health. While conventional psychiatry has spent decades focusing on chemical imbalances and pharmaceutical solutions, mounting evidence suggests we've been missing something fundamental: the brain's insatiable need for proper nutrients. With mental health issues affecting 1 in 5 Americans and suicide rates climbing despite increased medication use, this nutritional approach offers new hope for millions suffering in silence. The connection between nutrition and mental health isn't new. Hippocrates advised, "Let food be thy medicine," over 2 millennia ago. But this wisdom was largely forgotten with the explosion of pharmaceutical drugs targeting the brain in the mid-20th century. Though only 2% of your body weight, your brain demands 20-40% of all nutrients you consume. This metabolic glutton requires a quart of blood every minute, 10 times what you'd expect for an organ its size, to deliver essential nutrients that power brain metabolism. For example, serotonin production requires 3 minerals and vitamin B6, while its breakdown pathways need 5 minerals and 3 B vitamins. No nutrient works alone. Your brain needs the full spectrum working together. Every cell contains mitochondria, tiny energy factories converting nutrients into ATP, the molecule essential for life. This process depends entirely on dietary nutrients working in concert. Meanwhile, your genes function more like dimmer switches that environmental factors, including nutrition, can turn up or down. The methylation cycle transfers methyl groups billions of times per second to DNA, hormones, immune cells, and neurotransmitters, requiring nutrient cofactors like zinc, folate, and B vitamins. Our brains require additional nutrients during specific periods or conditions. During chronic stress, the fight-flight response depletes nutrients as it prioritizes survival over other functions. Modern stressors like work pressures and traffic trigger excessive stress hormones, draining resources needed for concentration, mood regulation, and sleep. Genetic differences may create higher nutrient requirements for optimal brain function. Some people have genetic mutations causing defective enzymes that need larger amounts of nutrients. Biochemist Bruce Ames documented 50 human genetic mutations creating excessive need for vitamin cofactors, each associated with physical ailments correctable through supplementation. Long-term medication use can deplete nutrients. Aspirin affects vitamin C, contraceptives decrease folate, and mood stabilizers reduce various micronutrients. The teenage years are metabolically demanding as the brain undergoes massive growth and rewiring. As we age, our brains require more nutrients to combat cognitive decline. A 2019 study of nearly 200,000 individuals found that even those with high genetic risk for dementia had lower disease rates when following healthy diets. The MIND diet has shown remarkable results, with followers appearing 7.5 years cognitively younger than non-followers. The gut-brain connection, intuitively understood for centuries, is now scientifically confirmed. Our gut microbiome influences not just digestion, but immune function, metabolism, gene expression, and mental health. In the 1980s, researchers incorrectly assumed mental health caused gut problems, but current research explores the reverse relationship. Communication between gut and brain occurs through multiple pathways, including immunity, metabolism, hormones, and the vagus nerve, explaining why gut feelings are reliable. Meanwhile, modern agriculture is destroying soil microbiomes, compromising our food's nutrition. Humans can synthesize very few vitamins ourselves, making us dependent on food or supplements. Studies show significant mineral losses since 1940. 19% less magnesium, 29% less calcium, 37% less iron, and 62% less copper in produce. Continuous tilling and inadequate fertilization deplete soil minerals that plants cannot manufacture themselves. A 2018 analysis of Western Canadian soil found only magnesium at acceptable levels, with 12 other essential minerals deficient even in organic fields. Beyond soil depletion, modern food production prioritizes appearance and shelf life over nutrition. Climate change further compounds this problem, causing plants to grow larger but with fewer micronutrients, essentially creating nutritionally diminished sugar bombs. Cross-cultural studies consistently show people eating whole foods experience fewer mental health symptoms than those on processed diets. Prospective research confirms that poor diets predict future depression and mental health issues, while healthier diets offer protection. Fish consumption stands out as particularly beneficial. Countries with high fish intake show markedly lower rates of depression, bipolar disorder, and other psychiatric conditions. Norwegian research revealed mothers consuming more processed food during pregnancy had children with increased behavioral problems at age 5, while French studies connected Western diets during pregnancy to childhood hyperactivity and inattention. The SMI trial demonstrated that adults with depression who improved their Mediterranean-style diet experienced significant mood improvements. 32% achieved remission compared to just 8% in the social support group. Similar results emerged in the HealthAmed study and another targeting young adults using only a 13-minute instructional video. Most remarkably, dietary changes can impact mood within just 2 to 3 weeks of implementation. While dietary changes are crucial for better mental health, sometimes they aren't enough. Broad-spectrum multinutrient supplements can provide additional support, with research showing they effectively address various psychiatric symptoms without relying on single-nutrient magic bullet solutions. Research has demonstrated substantial reduction in ADHD symptoms across multiple studies. 9-year-old Isaiah exemplifies these benefits. After experiencing medication side effects that left him zombified, multinutrient treatment dramatically improved his behavior and academic performance, with his mother reporting that the nutrients absolutely saved our lives as a family. Studies have shown promising results using nutrient formulas for autism, with improvements in sleep, gastrointestinal problems, and trends toward better behavior and language. For bipolar disorder, despite resistance from the psychiatric establishment limiting randomized controlled trials, numerous open-label trials, case studies, and database analyses consistently show improved symptoms and reduced medication needs in both adults and children. Dr. Luis Mel Madrona's research on multinutrient approaches for psychosis and schizophrenia has shown patients with significantly fewer psychosis symptoms at 15 months compared to standard treatment alone. The evidence is clear. What we eat directly impacts our mental health. Prioritizing nutrient-dense whole foods and supplementing when necessary builds more resilient brains and reduces dependence on psychiatric medications. This isn't about rejecting conventional treatment, but starting with proper nutrition before more invasive interventions. Mental illness stigma stems largely from fear of the unknown. Viewing mental health problems as nutritional issues would eliminate much of this stigma. There's no shame in needing to improve one's diet. In a healthier future, mental symptoms would first indicate imperfect nutrition, prompting better eating habits before medication. With 20% of people suffering from mental disorders, businesses facing sick leave costs, schools spending resources on mental health services, and children being medicated with unknown long-term effects, the social burden of poor food choices has become too great. The solution begins on your plate. Each meal is an opportunity to nourish both body and mind. Your brain is hungry for nutrients. Will you feed it what it truly needs?